Hey, what's going on, Grinsters? I know it's been a minute, and I apologize for that. What can I say? I know that fall is coming, or actually fall is here. I know the winter's coming. I know a lot of stuff that I normally like to do involves being outside, and I'm just trying to quite literally make hay when the sun shines, that kind of thing. But no excuses. I should have been on this podcast. You know, I missed y'all. I don't know if y'all missed me. I'm going to say you did, and that makes me feel good. If you didn't, lie to me. Anyway, I am back. Got a couple different things coming up. Kind of excited. I have some flower to review coming up, so I'm going to... It won't be as long as it has been. And tonight, I have a brand spanking new oil to use. This is by, let's see, I want to say FTP CBD or CBD FTP, and this is an oil. It's called White Widow, and it's 1,000 milligrams, it's 65% CBD. I did see the terpene profile on it. However, I forgot what it is. But you know, these guys, I kind of like them. I mean, the stuff just tastes really good. So, tell you what, I'm gonna pause it. I'm gonna go ahead and you know, take a couple toots off this this vape pen and kind of give it a couple minutes to you know, take effect. It won't be long, even though you probably won't even realize I'm gone at all, because you know, it just goes boom to you guys. But for me, it'll take a couple seconds. Won't take long though. This is a pretty fast acting, pretty potent mixture here. I've tried it a couple times already and am a fan, but I do like to have all the reactions fresh in my head as I tell y'all about them and what to expect from them. So I tell you what, I'm going to hop off here, then you know, take a couple hits, brainstorm on it, let it, you know, roll around in my brain pan a minute, and then come up with, like I normally do, is this a doer or a chiller? What are my reactions to it? What are the musical pairings to it? That kind of stuff. So, sit tight and I will be right back. Tell you what, I may even throw a commercial in there while you guys wait. So, I'm going to go take care of some business and I will talk to you in a minute. All right, I am back. Yeah, I went ahead, kind of gave that White Widow a couple seconds. Then I just wrote up some notes on it. So here we go. First of all, my first impression, you know, the taste. There's a strong taste. Probably the stronger, among the stronger of the oils I've tasted. Most of them have like kind of a mellow flavor, but this one, boom, it's right there. It's very pronounced. Has some sweetness with like a pine taste to it. It's really pleasant. I like the flavor of it quite a bit. Now, as far as like reactions, how it feels, this one could definitely sneak up and rock you if you are not sure about it, if you don't know what you're doing. It's not for beginners. I was talking to the folks at Kali Wellness, and this is one that you kind of have to know your personal limitations with this one. The others are very much more forgiving. This one, I think it's possible, not that you would get intoxicated on it, but I think it's possible to overdo this if you don't know what you're doing with it. Little goes a long way. You know, one hit, two hits, that's great, and then you're fine for a while. It's not one to hit over and over again. It might get you a little bit silly, might knock you for a bit of a loop that way. Chiller versus doer. This is a chiller all the way. And there's just nothing, you know, it's just one you have, you unwind after a long day of work, you're the type of person to have like a beer after work or something, this is good for that. It's a great way to unwind. In fact, I've been using it a couple nights now, just a couple hits right before bed, kind of help me get to sleep, help me stay asleep, help me help my muscles kind of unwind and stuff, because you know I do stuff that kind of makes me sore, and it's really good at that, really good for pain, really good for relaxation. It's, you know, it's definitely on the mellow list. Musical pairing for this oil, maybe it's because I've been listening to this kind of stuff recently. I've just been out and about on my my little adventures. But like Dirty Heads, 311, Slightly Stupid, you know, that kind of stuff, that kind of reggae-ish feel where it's really mellow but then has a very pronounced groove to it. It's kind of that. I mean, you Officer by Slightly Stupid, if you want like an example, that's one I just heard recently that has that kind of like, you know, the reggae mellowness to it, that has, and that's kind of where I'd put this. There's very mellow but a nice groove. I like it. If it were a milkshake, how many boys would it bring to the yard? Straight up strong 9. This is really good. I'm looking forward to trying and reviewing other oils by this place. You know, they are right now what I've had so far. You know, it's not bad stuff. I'm looking forward to trying more from this place. They seem to be on the ball here. And those are, the website is cbdforthepeople.com. I'll have to check that out and check these out. I just now read that. See what else they have to offer, because what I've had so far, it's tasted great, had a great effect. I really like it. So, preview of the next episode. Boys and girls, it is harvest time. And got some great flowers coming down the pike. I got two of my favorites, on deck with Suva Haze and Lifter. Those are two good strains, two strains I like quite a bit. If you look at the written form of the blog, I have reviewed them, but I'm going to review this new batch, this new crop coming in. And also I heard some more stuff is coming up, so I'm looking forward to trying that. One last thing before I wrap this bad boy up. Huge props. I have theme music. I already have it. I just need to kind of switch the format around, get it so I can upload it more easily. You know how that goes when it, you know, dealing with tech stuff. I want to give props to the artist. I know her name, but I don't know like if she has an artist name. So before I give official props, I want to find that out, do a little bit of homework on that, and then I will let y'all give her props, and then also by that point hopefully I have things set up and it will be in my, what up cat, sorry, I just had a cat so I had to hop up and say hello. Want to give her props, but I want to see if she has like an artist name, you know, so I'm going to hold on to that just a little bit. So random Oscar Wilde quote, because I'd almost forgotten about that, but then I was looking at my old notes, I'm like, yeah, so I looked up a random Oscar Wilde quote, and this one is profound. We are each our own devil, and we make this world our hell. I mean, that's kind of profound. So hey, y'all be safe, y'all have fun, y'all stay warm, it's supposed to be getting colder. And, you know, always enjoy, always take care of each other, take care of yourselves, and Stevie out.